At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want server stories, but like that you can be the server or you can be the person who got a bad server. Like,
okay.
Or just
it's some sort of server client interaction.
Right. Maybe it was funny. Maybe it was
tragic.
Near tragedy.
I know T-Hack and Erica. They're starting a friendship outside of the show, and they have a story.
Right. Do you want to go one word and I'll go the next?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, you guys just, already to the like point where you're finishing each other's
sandwiches.
Yeah. It's cute.
It is cute.
What happened there?
Okay.
No, I'll say we had a lovely server.
We did.
This past weekend.
Do you want to say where? Or do you?
Yeah. This is no hate to her at all.
Yeah.
It was the Cherry Cricket in Cherry Creek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we have to say because if people have been there before, they'll understand.
Cherry Cricket.
will understand.
That the Cherry Creek location is pretty eclectic and pretty tight.
Tight.
Getting around in there.
Oh, we were outside.
Oh, okay.
Out on the big patio. Oh, yeah.
Then you don't have a lot of reason for this to have happened.
No. It was great. So it was T-Hack, his wife, A-Hack, me, my fiance, who I'll never mention again, and my fiance had a friend in town. Sorry, the texters were in rare form yesterday.
Just like,
pretty angry about it.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Sorry, I'm
everyone,
in love.
Relax. But also 303-222-5423. Right.
But yeah, so the five of us had the lovely post-silent disco drinks and some food. And A-Hack had the most ginormous bowl of soup we've ever laid eyes on.
First off, the server tricked her.
A little bit. She had, do I want the cup or the bowl? And she's like, the bowl's the better bang for your buck. She's like, I'll do the bowl.
She didn't lie. It was bang for your buck, but like.
It was like a vat. It was like a 55 gallon drum of soup.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, the things you put your feet in when you're getting a pedicure?
Yeah. Sure.
Might as well have been that size. God. Of soup.
I agree, yeah.
There's no flavor of soup.
Like
I want that much soup.
Four people carried it out.
It's like Cleopatra. Well, as you can assume, A-Hack could not finish all of this French onion soup.
It had me thinking about, I'm like, this is our date night. This is going well after date night, you know, and then she's just chowing down on the French onion.
Soup.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not closing the deal tonight.
Not a lot of bang for the buck.
So there was, as you can imagine, a lot of soup left. And as we are, she's taking the food away. There was a near soup-tastrophe. Yes. And the server did catch it, but like
A-Hack
would have been Ubering home in a
French
gown
onion soup.
Of French onion
soup. Oh my God.
By herself.
Or at least two separate Ubers. I don't want to be in the car with that.
With the French onion lady? No, I don't even know her.
Actually sure what you would have done. Like, it was so much soup left.
Did A-Hack see it coming? It's like
A-Hack and I were the only ones who actually saw the server like bobble the
bowl. Oh my Lord.
It definitely you heard like the shring sound of like on the plate and the bowl, like it was moving towards A-Hack and somehow she caught it.
Mm-hmm.
The server.
But everyone took a big second, like even the server said, I almost just comped you your entire meal and like took a step back and was like kind of clutching her.
Yeah.
Was like,
oh,
clutch your pearls.
Yeah. And I saw her go over to another server, like walk away, and she tried to tell the server, like, I just, and then she just walked. I couldn't even say it. Yeah.
She was very wonderful. But imagine the story we'd be telling if she had.
I think that's
it.
What we want is the servers who followed through on that.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they do it on purpose. Like if there's some guy who's just being a J-hole the whole time.
Maybe.
You can make it look like an accident.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, you just, we have voice disguiser, like for real.
Yeah.
If you've intentionally.
Well, or even mess with the food in the kitchen.
Oh, I think that happens too. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, all right, no.
So
it's going to make me never eat out again.
If you've had a weird encounter with a server or you're a server and you've done something weird, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My mom's going to kill me. My mom really likes, she's not a soda drinker, but she really likes to drink like the powder packets where you add the powder into your water or whatever. Yeah. Mm. And so
like
we,
Crystal Light?
Yeah. Like that type of the single serving kinds. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were at a restaurant once when I was in college and we were all eating as a family and she had put some in her water, which is like, it's a gray area, right? Because you're not buying a drink, you're getting the water, but then you're spiking it with your powder, so I don't know. I don't know about the legality. I'm just putting that out there. But anyway, so she had drank some of it, and the server came back around to fill the waters, and so she thinks, "Oh, I'll fill all the waters." And when she got to my mom's cup, now the ratio is going to be off if she pours the water in because it's like lemonade or whatever. Yeah. My mom kind of like dove over the table, like, "Oh no! Like I have enough water." And the server's looking at her like,
"What have you?
What?
Done?
What's going on?" And like the whole table, she dove across, like, "Don't give me more water." But we can't say why.
She should kick her out. You can't bring outside food.
I don't know.
Do you really think?
Outside food, sure.
Outside food
Crystal
or drink?
Crystal Light packets, fine.
Right.
Oh, so you can add something to your drink at the table then. So if I just order a Sprite and drop a little Maker's that I had in my pocket, that's okay?
Different.
You're carrying Maker's outside food drink. You've got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could bring my own Chick-fil-A sauce into a non-Chick-fil-A restaurant.
You have absolutely done it. I've witnessed it.
No, you haven't.
He's got a bandolier of packets underneath his clothes at all times.
Yeah, I don't leave home without it.
Do you have Chick-fil-A sauce on you right now?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, I had one incident when I was younger. My family, when we still liked each other, we would all go out for like a big birthday dinner. And we were at, not Olive Garden, what's the other one here? Maggiano's.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's where we go on date night. You watch
Maggiano's.
It. Yeah, I love Maggiano's.
So my brothers and I got in a bit of a food fight at the table. And we're like throwing whatever's in the salad at each other. So the little red onions are flinging back and forth. And one of my brothers threw one of the big juicy peppers, like the pepperoncinis or whatever. And I like ducked out of the way and it went past me. Anyway, the server is coming out with the food for the six of us. And I heard the distinct sound of her stepping onto the pepper,
no,
slipping.
No, no.
She went home because she was covered in marinara, like chicken salt and boca, chicken.
Probably in pain.
No, it was pretty bad. But you can't take credit for the pepper on the floor. Like, she doesn't know. She just thought it was an accident.
Mm.
But I know distinctly which one of my brothers threw the pepper that probably ended that woman's server career.
Okay, well,
his name is Chris.
Now we all feel that.
Here's his address. Oh. So yeah, that's the kind of server story that I like.
Okay,
I want the angry ones.
That ends in violence. Well, the one we didn't even get to, this person went to the server, or the server went to the person and said, "You didn't leave me enough tip." So the person doubled back and grabbed their tip off the table. Like, you didn't think that was enough?
Now you get none.
Bye.
Ooh.
So I want confrontations like that or bloody violence all over the floor.
Oh my God.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about server stories because AHAC was almost drowned
in French onion soup.
Terrifying.
John?
Yes.
Yeah. Server stories, what happened to you?
It's not so much the server. The server didn't do anything. You guys were talking about food fight at Maggiano's.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a we had a company end of year party at Maggiano's downtown.
Mm.
And my boss, the owner of the company, started a food fight.
No.
in the middle of the restaurant, and the server just stood there and watched.
Wait, like handfuls of food?
There was bread flying from one table to the other. We had probably 30 people at this dinner.
And they just let it happen?
He just stood there and watched it. We were in the downtown. If you're familiar with the Maggiano's, we were up against the 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he just started throwing bread.
Okay.
And then there's food.
Not the bread.
I know, yeah. That sounds like my kind of party.
He's more mad about that than the server that has to clean all of it up. He's just standing there.
Over here.
Oh.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the server got a pretty good tip at the end of the night.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh, my God. They hated you.
Yeah.
It was a girt.
It was a girt. Okay. Oh. Janet?
Yay.
Server stories. What happened to you?
So I was the server in this story, and I had a table, husband and wife, kids, and I was pre-med student at the time. The guy did like doctors across borders, kind of, you know, humanitarian type stuff. And anyway, they gave me their number, invited me to their house. I thought we were going to be talking humanitarian type doctor stuff. And it ends up, she pulls me aside, starts telling me she didn't marry this guy for love. She married him for money. And then they tried to wrangle me into some MLM business.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought it was going
somewhere away. Yes. Wrangle you in.
Throw it to me.
I was worried where it was going at first, too.
Oh, my God. So did you get out of there?
Yeah, I don't remember. This was in my 20s. I'm like 40-something now. Oh, so I was, I don't remember entirely, but I was anxious to get out of there, yes.
Would you have been more likely to do the three-way or the MLM? It doesn't matter. Mary?
Yay.
Server stories, what happened to you?
So I was only working there for about a month and a half, and so still learning, and I ended up spilling a tray of drinks onto one of my customers that was wearing all white, and one of those glasses was red wine. So it stained everywhere. Fast forward, my boyfriend at the time came to visit me, and he thought it would be clever, even though we were already dating, to write his phone number on the back of the receipt. Like, hey, call me babe later. And then I had to turn that receipt into my boss. So that was a fun conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
And then fast forward another few weeks, I go to my regular scheduled shift, and the whole restaurant is closed down without any warning or anything. And I never even got my final check.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there was a big food fight yesterday. Yeah. We got shut down. Oh, no.
Mary.
Okay. That was really sad. Thank you for the call, Mary. Do these get less sad or yeah. Gordon?
Yes.
Server story, what happened to you?
Thunderbird Restaurant, Lookout Mountain, when I was 15. I'll be 80 in January, but when I was 15, I was a busboy. I was serving ice water. I was reaching between the customers to put it up and to the right where it belongs. And I put the water between this man and this woman, and it startled the woman. When I reached forward, she turned around. She must have got at least a half a dozen glasses of ice water down her shoulder area.
That has to hurt.
She was infuriated.
Yeah. No.
She was very angry.
But
I felt like I wanted the floor to swallow me up.
Dang.
That was an incredible story. Thank you, Gordon. Thanks for the call, man. He's almost, how old?
80. It's amazing.
Kim?
Yay.
Server stories, what happened to you?
Okay, so in the 90s, I was working at Applebee's. Yeah, so we had to run each other's food, and I always stuck two rolls of silverware in my pocket, because usually when you get to the table, that server hadn't given it to them.
Yeah.
So I put their plates down. It was a little nice couple having a date night. And I said, oh, you don't have any silverware. So that's okay. I got it. And I pulled the silverware out of my pocket, and there was one roll of silverware and a tampon. And I'm standing there holding it out to them. And the look on their face was so funny. I'm like, oh, I'll be right back.
The girl's like, okay, it's not that obvious, is it?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Yesterday, we tried out T-Hack and Aaron together, and I dare say it was really, really good.
It was really good.
So today, let's try T-Hack, Aaron, and me.
Oh.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope.
That was really good.
To decide if this is news.
Huh.
Or no.
Come, come.
You know, I think the problem is when you...
The problem?
When you...
I think we all know what the problem is. Everyone listening knows what the problem is, Erica.
When you isolate just the girls together, you need all four doing everything. Mm.
I will say it does help to have one boy, one girl, because I cannot hit the news. Like, I'm...
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can do it pretty well, but...
Oh. So tomorrow, by the way, text in to 303-222-5423 if you thought that was swimming. Swimmingly something. Tomorrow, I think we'll isolate again and we'll see how Erica does all by herself.
No. You won't get a theme song.
I guarantee you people are going to tune in just for that.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to be needing one of these after that comment. Ooh. But Olivia Rodrigo reportedly pays for her band and crew to see therapists while on tour. Her guitarist said it's like the coolest thing that's ever happened on tour.
Shut up.
I will not.
I saw this too, and I thought, like, in a different era, this would mean...
You're a bad person.
Because you need therapy because you were just on tour
with me.
This
is Lizzo.
Right.
This is Lizzo.
Yeah, that's what the headline read.
Like, Lizzo was such a tyrant to everybody on the tour that they needed...
I think this is, you're away from your routine, you're away from your loved ones.
Touring is... crazy.
Touring has to be so
it's
hard.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Here's access to therapy, and it happens while they're on tour and extends after.
But it's a really weird thing because you're, I've done this.
What?
Therapy whilst on tour.
Oh, it's hard to like find a quiet space to actually.
That, and then the next day you go out and do things like that are contrary to everything you've talked about the day before.
I believe you, but I think with Olivia Rodrigo, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, probably than being in warrant.
Not everything is like, it might be like, I'm away, I miss my family, and I'm trying to deal with the anxiety of that. And then the therapist's like, here's how to help. And then they just do it the next day.
No, yeah, I know. You're right. Because it's like, for me, it was like, because I played one show and everybody hugged me and I thought everybody wanted to sleep with me because I just was like an unloved kid. Like we were not physically wow, I didn't realize news or no. We just weren't a physical family. So then they had to bring a therapist out and like talk to me and go like, hey, that guy's just a nice guy. I thought your guitar playing was awesome.
So you're on the bus, you're like, can you guys keep it down out there? I'm trying to talk about my feelings.
I swear
that's
exactly
I
can't see how that would go well.
It did not go well.
Yeah. Okay, well I bet this is going better.
Yeah.
Can we not?
I guess it didn't go well. Here
you
are.
Not, because here I am right now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Slacker Show research team has been surveying the land again. 35% of travelers think this violates etiquette, specifically when you're at the pool.
Wait, what?
Peeing in the pool. 35%. Oh, yeah. Peeing in the pool is going to be 100%. Yeah. Even though still.
Mm-hmm. I'm like 90.
Yeah.
It has to do with men, something men can do at the pool. 35% think it's violating etiquette.
Erica thinks she knows.
Cannonball!
Ooh,
cannonball.
That's a good one. That's a good guess.
Violates etiquette at the pool. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm still sticking with
feet. I'm thinking of like flip-flops or something to do with feet.
Oh.
But I don't know what it would be.
No, you're at the pool. You have to have your feet out. Your feet are going to go in the pool. You're allowed to...
Is there anything that they're doing extra with their feet? I don't know.
Okay, then I'm going to go with bringing a cooler of beer to the pool.
Ooh, all very good guesses. None of them right. In fact, I expect some pushback on this. 35% of travelers think men in tight-fitting swimsuits, like Speedos, violates etiquette. We just had a story recently. I thought women liked this.
They're, like, trendy this year. I think.
We only like it on the right person.
I'm not sure that I need like a Speedo on a big old man.
Yeah, but what, you don't get to decide.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's etiquette.
Yeah, I don't think it violates etiquette at all.
I thought that was interesting wording too. Yeah,
what yeah. Is
that? Unless we've got like a ding dong slip or something, then
that could be it. Yeah,
family but if it looks pool, like a maybe. Rubber band on a pear, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
That there's some etiquette in that,
like that Borat. Yeah, swimsuit.
And then like tufts of.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of.
Like you know what? It just shot up to 50% actually. After his description.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shout out to everyone who sent me this article. It's pretty amazing. Barbie has introduced their first doll, who's also a type 1 diabetic.
What does that mean?
We love
mean?
The representation. So she comes with like a little insulin pump and a CGM on her arm. And like
she does?
Yeah.
But, okay, I don't want to be weird, but what happens when that technology's... Because this technology's fairly new, isn't it?
I've had a pump my whole diabetic life. So over 20 years, at least.
But the thing you wear on your arm or whatever?
Those are newer, I think, maybe 10, 15 years.
Okay. So when that changes...
What's your ho-hum
about
this?
No, I'm just like... It's one of those things where it's like you're adopting the thing of now and then like in a year when they go, oh, you don't need that big clunky thing anymore. Now we've got all these Barbies. It's like, what is that? She's got a big wart on her arm. Do you know what I'm saying?
We'll still know what it is.
You are the worst.
No, I'm just...
anytime they in a movie where they're like, text him, and then they show the phone and you're like, that's not what texting looks like.
It's like it's got to be the right...
I see what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to take my Barbie and play with her and enjoy her. So.
Do you want one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is like the only one that I would get for sure.
What? It's really cool.
Okay. Representation!
She's got beef with ice cream bar. You know? They don't get along.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, something happened today and I literally did not know how to respond to it.
Okay.
And I would say I would ask the guys in the room.
Except we aren't.
No, I just don't think that you would do this thing that was done. So, I'm driving in my car on the way to work.
Thanks for mansplaining how one drives.
Well, gotta make sure you know what's going on. And we're stopped at like a stoplight and it's a pretty busy street. And I see this like flailing next to me.
Oh no.
And you know exactly what's about to happen.
Flailing?
Well.
Like he's trying to get your attention?
Yes.
Oh.
So I look. And I don't, I'm not wearing my sunglasses, which was like mistake number one by me. And he's going.
You can go out in the sun without sunglasses?
You see, I've been trying it out.
Why?
I had a really bad migraine, so I thought the sun might help. That's besides.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, if I have a migraine, I put a welder's mask on.
Well. That would have saved me from what happened here as well.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he's like leaned over his passenger seat, like waving to me. I'm like, okay, literally relax. It's what noon, like everyone chill. And then he just goes two thumbs up, two okay signs, and is mouthing, you look good.
What?
Oh. And I looked at him.
You didn't roll your window down.
I did not roll my, I don't even think. His window was down. And I looked at him and I think I said out loud, ha ha, thanks. And then I turned back forward and we were still at
the
stoplight.
Did you turn the way you just turned right now?
Yeah.
Like the robot, turn your head back.
I just was like, what is going on? And what did he want to happen from that? That's where I say, I don't think you guys would ever do this.
I definitely don't. Like you would have to hit on me real hard for me to say anything nice to you. Not you personally, but I'm just saying... You know what I'm saying? Like I don't initiate
in that
conversations
way.
In a room with somebody,
let alone in traffic.
We're in separate automobiles,
right?
And I need to get your attention right now. That is wild. That is never going to happen.
I made the mistake one time.
No.
I remember.
You
yes.
flagged a girl down.
This is a very dramatic thing that I'm revisiting. I was in high school, so I'm feeling myself, just got my license, you know, driving around at a stoplight. Cute girl pulls up next to me.
Oh, God.
See her?
You're giving me so much anxiety. Please don't. If I was the voice of your conscience, I'd be like, what are you doing? Don't do
but
this.
But I can drive.
I can go out and
meet girls. Like, there's one right there. Where's the fallacy in the logic? It makes perfect sense. So I look over and I see her, and she looks over, and I just give a nice like, hey. And she turned back just like Erica did. Just no wave back, no smile, no anything. Just saw me and just turned and looked forward. I was like, okay, well, don't do that again.
And that was your first and last time ever?
First never... and last ever, yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Because what?
Now I don't even look out the side windows. I'm just forward the whole
I've been
way.
In a lot of side-on collisions. I don't, okay.
Like, what did he think was going to happen? I was going to roll down my window and...
Maybe. And... Maybe you say hi.
But, okay, but... Mind you...
Okay.
Not to make this about being engaged. My hand...
No, we don't care about that.
He doesn't care that I'm wearing an engagement ring?
I mean, I will say that is kind of a lot of distance. He might have not been able to see it.
I don't know. You can see that thing from space.
Dad.
It's pretty because I was when you first started telling the story, I'm like, could you tone it's like glint. So it's like sorry. A lot of light. I don't know how to ask you this without being weird.
Do I get hit on? No.
No, so that's kind of to my point.
Okay.
Do you remember your darkest hours as a single person?
Oh my, I will never forget them. They were horrific.
Because you've talked about it a little bit on air. Like there was a time you're even like, Maybe I'm not straight.
Maybe I'm supposed to go the other way.
Maybe like I just like and then nothing I was is like, happening on
oh,
this.
That sounds not my style.
Right. It's just like you just realized you were at a point of desperation. Or just a point of just but like kind of because you wanted to be with someone.
Yeah, I was like it was that dark, like, wow, is there really no one out there for me?
So put yourself in that headspace.
Oh no, you think he was in that headspace? No,
you
I
still don't
so
pick
sad.
Someone up in but this
probably was.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, we abbreviated OPP. You can find it on the ODD.
No.
Oh.
AUDACY.
There we go. The Odyssey app has all the OPPs.
Today we have Jackie. She's dealing with some new neighbors and spirits aren't high.
Yay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what his pun is in there. What's going on with your neighbors, Jackie?
Man, I live in a paired home with my husband and my six-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And we have made this into our dream home.
Oh, that's awesome.
But... As a paired home, a duplex implies we share a wall and we have to deal with our neighbors. So our neighbors decided that they are going to rent out their side.
Uh-oh.
And we own and they own, but now there's some renters and these young guys are total potheads. Like, I'm talking about wake and bake, but then it never stops. It goes
wake
late
and bake
into the
and
night.
Then breakfast and bake, and then
brunch and bake, and then lunch and bake.
Well, you gotta have that.
It's a lot of eating.
Inside the house, outside the house, on top of the house, everywhere. Where are they baking at?
Well, they're in the front yard. They're in the backyard. Ooh. I don't know where they're smoking. I mean, they seem to have friends over a lot. But I can't go in my yard without smelling it. I smell it some in the house, but it's definitely in the yard. So I don't know what they're doing in their home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so there's no place that we can go at this point. We're like... have this house that we love and we can't go out in the yard with our daughter. I mean, it seems a little...
You can't like go in the yard with your daughter because it smells weird?
Like, is she noticing the smell?
Dude, I hate to say this. I mean, you don't know me, so I'll say it a little anonymously, but she was acting funny the other day. Like, it's that much. It's like
you think she got a contact high?
My six-year-old, yeah. I mean, you know, I can't be sure, but she was acting real dreamy. She got in the hammock. She was talking funny. So I am literally taking her inside
that?
I'm picking up roaches that have blown over in
the
bowl.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I mean, this is out of hand. And so I'm just wondering, you know, like, obviously it's legal here, right? And
yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, I don't want to breathe in somebody else's choices and lifestyle and have it affect me this dramatically.
So, Jackie, I just want to just clarify one thing that I think is pretty obvious to everyone. You don't smoke.
I don't smoke. But you know what? Even if I did, I wouldn't have a kid in this environment. That's the thing I'm most.
I mean,
but yeah, obviously I don't smoke because but if I did, this would be a lot. I mean, this isn't a normal, like, hi, I'm going to take a toke and make my life nice. This is like, and this is no gummy before bedtime. This is like, I'm at the club.
Okay.
I like that Jackie's got an open mind to it. She's like, if I did.
Right.
But.
Okay. Yeah. Just 303-222-5423. I don't know what we're looking for. Just advice on how to handle it, probably. But like,
yeah, like, is there something else I can do besides hide in my home or move?
Yeah, if this is if, like, if you fixed up your house,
you can't move. I don't recommend selling a home. I'm losing money as we speak.
Oh my god. Okay.
Sorry, I just ruined your day.
It's because it's legal.
Yeah, right? Like, if it were cigarettes, what would it be? I mean, I agree that would be just as annoying and frustrating, but. Can you call the cops on something?
But what if they were just drinking and they're leaving Coors Light cans up on the fence
it's
or whatever?
Yucky.
Yeah,
it's yucky. You but know, like I having mean, a bad neighbor is not a you don't have a
not
right
illegal.
To have a good neighbor. Like,
isn't that the case? I mean, it is like the thing you don't think about before you move in, especially in a paired home.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie,
I am giving everyone advice right now. Just please. Knock on the next door neighbor's door, talk to them, find out what their future is for their home, and find out what yours is, what you're buying into.
Are you friendly with the owners of the home?
We were. And I have thought about.
Do you rat them out?
Right. Like, is there
rat
a world?
Rat them out for what? They're not doing
anything. They're making it smell like pot in their house.
Okay. I'm sorry. What if they're cooking curry every day? Like when I lived in an apartment, there was like a couple who just, I think they had a business and they just, and it's like, it just smelled like curry. And it's like, is that illegal?
No.
Negative, ghostwriter. That is not illegal.
But
nor is
it unpleasant.
It's unpleasant, but you don't have any right to pleasantness.
I was just inquiring but about the relationship.
It is illegal for minors, right? And my daughter is currently.
Okay. But. I just
so that's the draw in the line for me.
You're a little bit of a.
Is it unusual for her to go in the hammock?
It sounds like a nice alternative. Yeah.
There's nothing else to do here, but it's not funny. It's heartbreaking.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm sorry.
And I'm just like, I need to. Yeah, let's get you some advice. I got to put you on hold because I'm afraid to talk crap about you to your face. There's no way the daughter was high. I'm sorry, Aaron. It just air's moving. Like I've been at Red Rocks when people are smoking on either side of me and got no contact high.
Well,
over
you're
a fence,
a lot larger
a
than a 6-year-old.
I just don't.
Although not that much larger.
Yeah. But that's
his tolerance is higher.
But to that point, it makes it almost weirder to call the owners, the landlord, whatever, because it's like, hey, they're doing it outside.
Yeah.
Like, it's even more like, yeah, what do you want me to do?
But would you say something to them?
Would you want it outside instead of inside so it's not in the vents? You have more.
Like, if I were the owner, it'd be like, yeah, if they're outside, good.
Yeah.
Like, I care about the inside of the house because that's what I own.
But there's.
I don't know.
It's just legal.
Maybe you go knock on their door and say, hello, neighbor. Please stop.
I mean, you could ask. Because
like ask them
had
what?
Neighbors who were very loud.
That's
but like,
different.
Up until 10:30 at night, it doesn't matter how loud they are.
Yeah.
You can go over there and go, hey, we've got new kids.
Right.
And so could you, I know you can legally do whatever you want until 10:30. Could you make it 8:30 for us? Could you turn it down at 8:30? But like if they say no, then now what you've got is just animosity.
Exactly. And that's, I understand because I was a young person once too, who was like, I don't have kids. I'll be loud. And then you get on the other side of it. Right. I know. So I don't know. Is there any way? It's definitely inconsiderate. Like, I think we can all agree. Like,
yeah,
it's too much, but I don't know how you address it.
I'm worried about those roaches flying over.
That is the only part where it's crossed a line. Well,
remember what happened to Swanson?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That could happen to the six-year-old.
It sounds like it already. I know she's mad that we left, but it does sound like. Yeah, I think she's just kind of prude.
She disciplined us.
And she's just like, my daughter was being, oh, a six-year-old was being goofy. What? It's automatically the pot.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you said the beer can analogy. That's littering, so you'd at least have something like, hey, quit putting stuff in my yard. Maybe she goes over that way. Like, your stuff's ending up in my yard. Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
All right, but, so what do we do with our pothead neighbors? Can she do... I mean, it's their dream home, you guys.
And someone's dealt with this before.
For sure. Especially in Colorado. Yeah. If you have any advice for Jackie, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jackie. She's moved into her dream home. They've decorated it. They've done everything they need to do. But it's a paired home, and the people next door have rented it out to some potheads.
Yeah.
What? Oh, sorry.
I feel for her on such a level because she has a six-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But like,
she thinks her six-year-old was acting goofy the other day.
Got in a hammock and was just laughing at everything. Those six-year-olds, they're normally very serious and studious.
And don't you remember going into a hammock when you were six and you were just like giggling your butt off?
Yes.
Until
that's because I was doing heroin.
What?
No, that's how absurd it is.
You can't just like make those statements. Okay.
I liked it. It was funny.
It's okay. Van?
Yay.
Do you have advice for Jackie or what?
Yes. I just caught the tail end of that of what was going on. But if they are smoking marijuana in their apartment, they're renting, that is a violation of the rentals agreement because 100% of rental properties right now are non-smoking.
Mm.
So if they were doing that, they're in violation of the rental agreement and they could be evicted for it.
What if they're vaping? I mean, what's it still smells and it's still...
Well, like, what do you mean 100%? Well, are you saying...
That's also vaping. I mean, they say everything. Vaping, smoking, doesn't matter.
Does that apply outside as well?
There you go. 25 feet outside the door, whatever the law is.
I don't know.
I think where TX caught up is like smoking indoors is just forbidden.
But even this, like, it's not, they're renting from an owner. I don't know what kind of agreement that is. It just kind of a handshake agreement? Like, hey, we're renting your thing?
No. Or contract. That's in the rental agreement.
In Colorado, there's just this overarching rental agreement for everyone? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, and I signed a rental agreement.
Erica.
I didn't read it.
If you're listening, run! Yeah, no, it's... I didn't know that.
If you read your rental agreement, it says in there... 100% no smoking.
That's
smoking,
it.
Vaping,
you
whatever.
Gotta read it.
But how do you rat them out? I don't know if I could.
Jackie would
that's
have
simple.
To call.
You call the landlord. You call the management company, and rat them out.
Yeah. But I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call. I did not know that. We sometimes learn on this show, which is very strange. But I'm like.
I mean, I've definitely rented from people where there was not really a signed legal document. It was just like...
You're like, you have any dogs?
You're
like, no.
And you're going to pay this much per month.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. They just want the money. You guys, they're not doing anything illegal. And they could be doing such worse things in that house. But, Devin?
Yes.
What do you think Jackie should do?
A few things. I would get her daughter tested. If she tests positive for THC, might have a legal avenue. Contact your local...
Are you being serious right now? Like, go take a lock of your daughter's hair or what? A pee test? How do you test a six-year-old for weed? This is absurd. How did we get...
I feel like you're setting yourself up for, like, child protection services.
Yes.
You could, but... I guess if it was my kid, I'd want to know if they were exposed to THC.
Okay.
A little bit more conservative thing, contact the local building department.
Okay.
See if there's a nuisance law. see if possibly they're growing it inside. Different from city to city, there's different permits. And contact owner. See if there's a provision in the lease agreement that forbids smoking, whether it's inside or outside. Or even just go knock on the neighbor's door. I think that I would start with that.
They're pot people. They're docile, right?
No, exactly. So they're not going to be a threat.
There's not like violent pot people.
Yeah, the outside isn't.
Bring Cheetos and Mountain Dew, and you're going to make a new friend.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Day three of the diary. We're trying a new little experiment today. I handed Erica the diary a minute ago, and she has scanned the pages for difficult words.
Big shocker coming in here soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what? Like a moment where I went, what?
Oh, wow. Okay. So to catch you up, we're not going to do the previously on every day from now on, but we're you're kind of new to this thing. Found the diary like 20 years ago, read it then, and we're rereading it now. Back then, we were trying to find the person.
And the 20 years ago is important because she refers to it as internet dating.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so
there's some references I believe that are probably going to happen where it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, I think is cool.
So far what we know about her, she was a bank teller. Now she just got promoted in the last.
To be a personal banker.
There you go. Wow. Good memory.
Yeah. And she was going out to celebrate.
Yep.
Her and her friend Kim, who is a smoke show.
Her roommate. Yeah.
Roommate Kim, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Smoke show and dating a sculptor.
Are there pictures in there?
Weirdly, there are at some
really?
Point.
Oh.
But there are, I was just flipping through the other day.
Yeah.
But they're like magazine cutouts. I don't know if it's her vision board. I don't remember what it is. But so she ended the last thing. Like she was headed out to celebrate the promotion. So,
correct. And that was July 1st.
Okay. So what do we have?
So we are at July 3rd.
Okay.
Holy God, the other night. So me and Kim go to some stupid overpriced martini bar, but we were celebrating, so we thought we deserved the best, and we do. All the drinks had these funny five-word names and are made with flavors I'd never heard of, like kumquat or something. Totally not the place for me. We should have gone to one of the newer clubs so we could dance, but we didn't. We went to the dark bar with squishy seats and $9 Tahiti lime mojitos.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, nine. Woo.
Let's go.
One of the guys from the internet, I think that's referring to internet dating.
Okay.
One of the guys from the internet works there, so he hooked us up with a discount. There were a lot of really pretty girls too, and they looked like they stepped right out of a magazine. This cute guy started talking to me while Kim's making eyes at Malibu Ken or whatever her dude's name is. So this guy buys me a drink, and I tell him about my new job. And that we're out to celebrate, and he seems really cool and into me, and he's really cute. Point for me. Then there's a period, and it's circled.
Okay.
It's a point. We start talking about Kim. No, sorry, about him. And he's a web designer, and he's going fishing for 4th of July. So he's talking with his hands, and I notice there's a big circle with arrows to it. He's wearing a wedding ring.
Oh.
A wedding ring. Subtract 7 million points for me. It's not much of a confidence boost. I did get a free drink out of it. Speaking of, my head hurts. Girl, this was 2 days ago. I need to go get Advil and make coffee before I can write down what else happened. Are we going to the next one?
Yes. We promised we'd read two for these first few days, but these are getting so long that I think we'll probably have to cut it down. Is this still, before you continue on, does it still ring as like, the last couple of days, Erica has thought she wrote the diary and just forgot writing it.
Right. And also that I was 25, 20 years ago.
Okay. No, that wouldn't. Okay.
Right. So no, it's not me. And I don't think I've ever been hit on by a married man. We do think he was hitting on her, right?
If he's like out of town.
Her yeah.
But we don't also. Okay. It's
okay.
We don't also know that he was married.
It was a wedding ring.
I know. But I didn't take when I was going through the divorce, I didn't take my ring off for a while.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just laying out a little perspective.
Okay.
You want
me? Yeah, go.
To the next one. Okay, July 3rd, so same day, 2 p.m.
Oh.
Wow, what I was going to write just got even better. So as I was saying, married guy and Kim's hot blonde surfing bartender from the internet, a bartender who keeps sticking drinks in front of me and I keep drinking them. Good morning, hangover. Nice to meet you. So I left early and took a cab home. Kim stayed until, God, want, God only knows when, because when I woke up, it was like 3 a.m. Yes, 3 a.m. I love, you know.
She's really dramatic.
25, you start getting a little tired. And why did I wake up at 3 in the morning when I'd had enough drinks to knock out Godzilla? I got to listen to Kim and Malibu Ken have sex all night.
Oh.
I'm curled in a ball with all the pillows stacked on top of my head, praying I'll suffocate instead of the bed squeaking and the moaning. Elwood didn't want none of it either. Does she have a dog or a cat named Elwood?
This is the first she's mentioned.
Okay. Yeah. He crawled under the bed and hid there, and I still can't get him out. I've tried.
I hope it's not a person.
Yeah. I've tried the fake bacon and peanut butter Kong. It's probably a dog. Okay. And bones. And he's not moving. He looks at me like, are you kidding? I think he might be scared for life. It gets better. Okay. The handwriting is getting crazier and crazier.
I think she ramps up like her, like, her meds.
Here we are.
Oh my God. And again, if you're writing angry texts, she's doing swimmingly today, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I just want you to know that this handwriting at this point is
getting, yeah. So I got up to get Advil and make coffee earlier. I went down to the washer. Maybe she got the days wrong. While the coffee's brewing. And when I came back up from the laundry room, the guy is naked in my kitchen drinking coffee.
Hot.
It was a free show. And all I really...
What?
And a really, really, really hot guy, but I wasn't expecting to see some dude move around my apartment drinking my coffee. After he left, I mentioned to Kim that if her guests could keep their clothes on in the public areas, that would be nice. She said, I really need to get laid so I won't be so uptight. I'm not sure if that will help. It's not the sex I miss. It's having someone around to even have sex with.
Oh.
I miss Justin. No, I take it back. I don't miss him. It's just my first birthday since we broke up. It made me wish that there was still something or someone to make me feel like birthdays are important. Maybe like I'm important. Ack. I don't know what the hell I want. I know I want a nap since last night's show didn't give me much beauty sleep.
Whoa.
I am a little concerned. Did we skip over July 2nd? Or did she not know?
I think she got the dates wrong. Or is it ripped out and I didn't notice?
No. I don't. Because it was July 1st that she was headed out. Or did she party for 24 hours?
She probably just got the dates wrong. She's so hungover.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Interesting. I mean, to walk around naked in someone else's apartment is a bold.
It is.
Yeah.
It's ballsy.
Y'all saw what he did there, right?
Yeah. Dude.
Tomorrow, we're only going to read one entry. And
it is July 4th. I'll give you that teaser. It's a longer one, too.
Oh. Okay.
Like, so.
And TIAC will not be allowed in the room.
Come on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to talk about Banksying now. I'm sorry. Isn't this just already a thing? Because I already do this.
Of course you do.
No, I mean, this is a boy thing to do.
I think it's different because it's not ghosting. It's not just like a complete drop. It's a fade. It's
like a slow burnout.
Yeah, but ghosting is that. There's still just a little, there's little trails of like.
Not necessarily. It can just be like, you're done.
Yeah, no, ghosting is like.
You just
we went
gone.
On a date and he said he'd call again and then, huh? It's happened to me a lot.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I would get ghosted all the time.
But why do you think? I'm just trying to get my brain around. They were nice to you the whole time. You couldn't. Were you misreading their signs?
Oh, probably.
No, they're talking to other people as well.
Yeah, and then they go, "I like that one more." I guess I never have to say anything.
But would you want them to?
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
You want them to go. Listen, I had three girls on the hook and you didn't make the cut.
Sure. It's better
than...
No,
you don't want that.
It's so much better than letting your mind wander.
Yeah.
And going, what did I do? Did he die?
That one I don't care about.
I don't know. I feel like that it wouldn't be received well, right? So that's why.
An anti-ghost text is always the way. It's, hey, I've had a lot of fun getting to know you. I wish you the best. I just
have you ever sent that?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say women ghost just as much as men do. You guys are sitting over there on your like high horses going, this is such a guy thing to do. Like you go on a date and you give us all the wrong signals and then you just.
We haven't put a gender to it at all.
But it's you guys making it like it's happened to you guys. So then
which it has.
And it has it to you.
Well, people just want to spend forever with me if we go on a date. And I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird. But it's just like.
You ghosted someone recently.
I'm not saying I don't know.
I think you're right.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll have to tell me. Why am I not getting what that is?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. We were doing some hand signals in the room.
I ghosted somebody?
Uh-huh. Don't look at me. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay, this is what I'm just...
But here's
my point is, I am saying... Ghosting and now being called Banksying, which is like you destroy the relationship, sort of. It seems to me like you slowly back out until or whatever. I don't think it's new. There's like, here's a new dating trend. I don't think it's new. I think all men, I don't know a single one of my friends, and I don't think I have a pretty eclectic friend group, would never send the text that Eric is talking about, would never be like, fully forthcoming and go, because I don't want you to feel like crap.
It's short-term crap feeling for long-term benefit. Otherwise, you're like, whatever happened to that guy?
But could we give the guys, since guys are the only ones doing it? As you just
we
said.
Didn't. Okay. I have not said that.
No. But could you, maybe he's thinking... Maybe he lacks self-confidence and he's thinking it's probably not that big a deal.
Maybe
she probably won't
care
even
for other humans.
She probably won't even remember me if I'm going to go, hey, it's Brian from the bar the other night. Like, I'm not even going to remember.
But that doesn't happen if we're reaching out like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
So you're saying
people are. And then it's literally no response done.
Okay.
We are still showing interest.
Okay. So I didn't know you. You had just said that they stopped. Like, we'll text you and then they didn't. But you're saying you're reaching out.
Okay, so if you've reached out, I get it now. Okay, so if you reach back out.
Okay, then you got to respond.
Then what?
Yes.
Okay, then what? You got what it takes? Do you think you, T-Hack, the people pleaser that you are, could tell somebody this is not working?
No, I don't think so. No, it'd be too uncomfortable.
Well.
A shorter time of uncomfortable, which in the end is so much better because you're not worrying.
Okay. I broke up with one girl in my life and it was not short term. She kept coming back. It doesn't end. There's a process that you go through.
If you would just accept that text, like let's write it together right now.
Okay.
Like the first sentence I would want to write, because I have a little bit of Erica, a little bit of like control freak anxiety, because I know what's going to happen. Like, I'm going to send this and you go, well, what was it? And it's like, nope.
No.
Nope.
If you get that text, you do not.
Oh, but isn't that ghosting?
No.
Like, so I'm allowed to not answer that text. Like, I just want to say.
If you received the text I'm talking about, you wouldn't then go, well, why don't you like me? They told you they don't like you.
I'm just telling you from my experience with women, which as you know is vast.
Right.
There's a pile of ex-wives. they would further I know in my heart there would be another question. Like,
I was literally looking for, because there was one that I got in like December and I was going to read it to you guys, but I think I deleted it.
I remember you going like.
But it was still very nice. He said.
I couldn't believe a guy sent it to you. Like when you read that aloud to the room.
Of course it sucked because I was having fun with him. I was enjoying getting to know him. But it was so much better than just leading me on and then dropping me.
Because my experience, my experience was that we broke up and it was fine.
That's
and
also then, different because that was a relationship. We were just dating.
She
or
showed,
like going on dates. Versus,
she showed up at my work.
Oh,
that's weird.
Wanting to talk.
this is you are describing. I just want to explain. I probably shouldn't say any of this on the air, but I don't even care anymore. Like, we auditioned a bunch of people for Erica's job.
Hello.
And that was very much like dating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went out to dinners with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then
some great times, actually. Yeah.
Some really fun times.
Probably a lot better than mine.
Did go to the strip yours, club with one.
Yours.
No, you did not.
Yep.
You went to the strip club with one?
Yeah, we did.
I am shocked you didn't hire them.
But here's the thing. Then when it was like, hey,
it's not working out.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Not a single one was like, go.
Oh.
It's like, What is it about me? And it's like,
again, it's different because it's a job. Career.
No, but it's not different.
It feels similar, but it's different.
I would have asked, what did I do wrong?
Exactly. And I don't want to tell you.
Like, but if it was my job.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm going to Banksy the rest of my life because.
Okay. I don't understand what Banksying is, though. It's just a slow fade out.
It says emotionally withdrawing and reducing contact over time before suddenly ending it without warning or explanation.
Kind of sounds like there was warning. The slow fade.
Yeah. That's a classic move. That's been around forever.
And it should go away.
I think Slacker's slow fading us right now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I am about to use the power of the radio station for my own selfish needs.
Are we finally doing a billboard for you?
Oh my God.
What?
Like he's single, please, for the love of God, somebody sleep with him, even though his. Yeah, well, before I use my selfish thing. Erica kind of tricked me yesterday and like sent a text like, hey, send me a picture of your new bedroom furniture. And then she posted. Yeah, she like did not tell me she was going to post it.
And you both know that's not true. I said, hey, man, would it be okay if we posted that? And without another word, you sent the photo. Coastal grandma is winning in the polls a lot.
Do you think anyone's ever going to lay in that bed other than me for the rest of my life?
That's why we're doing the billboard.
Maybe a coastal grandma will swing by.
I was with AHAC when she saw it and she voted for Bachelor.
She did.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what she voted for. Yeah. I don't think she meant it good, though.
Oh, Bachelor negative, not Bachelor positive.
I think, like, yeah, that looks like a guy
tried.
Built that room. I don't
know. What am I doing wrong, you guys? Okay, this is not supposed to be about this.
Okay.
It's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mia.
16?
Pronounced Mia, M-I-A.
15.
This is where I don't know if I can use the radio station to pull this off, but I need, okay, here's the thing. Put her in the drive safe classes, which now, like when we got our driver's licenses, we just, like I went to the DMV 3 months before my 16th birthday, got a permit, then 3 months later, got my driver's license.
Feels unsafe.
Fine. That was it.
You only had your permit for 3 months?
Yes.
Really?
That's all you had? You couldn't have it for longer.
Oh, I got
what?
My...
What? Like,
what?
You got it at 15 years and 9 months, period. You couldn't come in any sooner than that. You take the test, the written test. You have this. They're like, drive for a few months and come back. And then you come back and you...
Did you have to log your hours?
On what? An abacus? What are you talking about? Papyrus scrolls?
To be fair, I don't remember logging my hours at all.
Well, here's a little secret that I'm probably not supposed to say that's going to hurt my case. We like logged every one of Noah's hours on this app, did the whole thing. Then the day you go in for the license, they're like, have you driven the 50 hours, 10 at night? We're like, yeah. And I've got the app ready. And they're like, okay. I'm like, well...
Some
we
places,
could have just said yeah.
Some people or places do check.
Oh, so make sure you log Mia's.
Yeah, you still want to do that.
I got my permit at the day I turned 14.
What?
My 14th birthday.
What sort of backwoods terror?
You're lying.
No, that you just your permit because that allows you to drive with an adult, and then you
at
have that
14. 14. You're a child.
No 14-year-old should be behind
Correct.
The wheel of a car. Frankly, 15 feels a little young to me.
It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Mia's very mature, but. What
yeah,
is it because it's farm? It's farm. It is farm.
Probably. That's probably yeah. At like 14 and 6 months, you could get a school permit and you could drive to school and back.
Someone
by yourself.
Drive the parents home from the bar.
Yeah, so there were eighth graders driving themselves to school.
That is bananas.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
And they weren't driving tractors, it was cars.
Okay, so here's the rest of the story is she did the 30 hours, she took the permit test, aced it. They told her it's an hour test. She was there 10 minutes. Bonk,
nice.
Out, done. I found out when she finished the 30 hours, like last week, they're like, take the test, then make an appointment for your thing. So I log on to make an appointment. Guess when the first appointment is?
Wait, an appointment for what?
To get your permit.
So what was the test she did yesterday?
You take the test at the same driving school that you took the classes in. You don't go to the DMV for anything. Yes. You only go to the DMV now to get your papers.
Like,
but the DMV doesn't do the test. Yes. And to go get your license. Like, you take the test, your license test, with the same people who taught you how to drive.
Huh?
It's so bizarre in Colorado now. Like,
that's how I did it.
That seems so crazy. You're friends with this person. Noah was like, they've driven all around the city of Denver, and then it's like they go on another drive, just like they did last week. And it's like you get out of the car and they're like, yeah, that's and it. You have your license.
After that, though, you have to take the approved paperwork to the DMV.
To the DMV.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And guess what? The first appointment is mid-August.
That's not great.
Wow.
So, and then just like I was saying, my thing, you get your permit anytime within 3 months. Then on your 16th birthday, you go get your license. In Colorado, if her appointment's August 20th, she can't get her license till August 20th next year.
Have your permit for a year?
Have to have it for a calendar year. Oh, you turning 16 doesn't mean anything. You passing the driver's test doesn't mean anything.
It's like if you turn 18, I don't think you have to wait a year.
Yes.
You can just get it.
Right. But I mean, so she's screwed because I didn't know the DMV was a month and a half behind. So here's what's been suggested by one of our favorite salespeople. She's a favorite some days and favorite not other days. She said in her little southern voice, I just took my daughter over to the DMV without an appointment and I talked my way into the building. If you just go in and say you're slacker, they'll give her permit today.
Wait, don't reveal this now.
No, this is what I'm saying. Does anyone in this room, okay, I'm not the boss right now, think I have the charm to get to walk into a DMV?
No.
That's exactly.
It'll be exactly the opposite.
Yes.
If you use the southern voice, maybe. A little bit.
Like, so what do I do? Do I just wait until, or is there a backdoor $50 bill channel?
That would get you an appointment.
That
you
would
should,
get me a legitimate appointment
day
like
for cancellations?
This week. I have been.
Okay, I would.
Yeah, or can you go to a different DMV? Does it have to be a specific one?
From Alamosa to Grand Junction to Westminster to Littleton to Brighton to Aurora to like.
I'll tell you what, Grand Junction would not be worth it. We stopped there on my move. It's too far.
What? Well, the DMV's in Iowa. You could have gotten it years ago.
So I'm asking the question, do you think I will get it before August 20th? If there's anybody,
I think there's a chance because there's always cancellations,
but it's
not that far. It's fine.
I like the brazenness of walking in and just being like, I don't have an appointment.
If you're
what are you going to do?
If you're a DMV
employee,
they're going
to say, go make an appointment.
Yes.
Crazy?
303.
No, come on.
222. Let me get my plug in. 303-222-5423. If you work at a DMV and want to save my daughter. Stop shaking your head.
It's only a month away. It's fine.
It's probably pretty illegal for them to be like, yeah, and then I was listening to the radio and then I just let this guy in.
It's exactly what I need. Can I trade concert tickets for something?
Oh, my gosh.
That makes it completely illegal.
Yep. Never mind. That makes it illegal and you'll lose your job.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We're seconds away from starting this little piece of radio we're about to do. Mm-hmm. And TAC just gave me the solid wink with one of the things.
A finger gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little finger gun. Little. Mm-hmm. There's a new trend happening in dating. And since there's a chance someday I'll date again.
Here's hoping.
Do you think I'd be a nicer person if I was dating?
You might just bring more to the show.
You know, I think I see my ride, actually. I'm going to dip out.
This is weird.
No, I think you're a very nice person. I just think that, you know, the jokes about how alone you are would end.
I don't, maybe. So anyway, women are starting to go on first dates without makeup.
Smart.
Okay, first off, I had a feeling you'd say that. I think that's, I don't like tests. It's completely a test.
It's not a test.
Yep.
It's you either like the way I look or you don't.
But If we were going to a wedding or we were going out to a nice dinner, would you, are you like checking, like you don't put makeup on just for the guy. You put it on for everyone. You put it on
myself.
So you have a sense of confidence, right? So then why are you not wearing it on that first date? You're doing it to go like, okay, let's see how committed you are to me. Like, do you really like me for me? Or like, we all put our best foot forward on a date.
And how much makeup do you wear on a first date?
But that's not how guys put their best foot forward. We just pretend to be listening the whole time. Or we bring, yeah, we bring flowers.
Yeah, or maybe we wash the car, get a detail before you pick her up or whatever. You know,
we're
you,
not allowed to pick her. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Well,
anymore.
You get the reservation ahead of time. You don't normally go to places with reservations. You just walk in.
Culver's has reservations.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, they table in the back.
Okay. I don't... Do you understand what I'm saying? And I swear I'm not trying to be obtuse. It feels like a test. It feels like you're going, and then you've also have your hottest friend dressed to the nines to walk by the table to make sure I don't look.
Okay,
like
just little... now you're going too far. No one would ever do that.
Absolutely, women do have...
Then you're dating the wrong women.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, like, I will.
But like, I don't want, you don't have to be made up, but you got to have, like...
You don't. What if you don't wear makeup?
If you don't wear makeup and that's just kind of how you look, that's fine.
But that's kind of how I look anyways, because it's just how I look.
But right. You still have makeup on right now.
I do.
But not a lot.
Correct.
So if you took this off and went on a date, that's not... I feel like...
I don't know
you're
if you
not,
would notice.
I forget what... Is it your eyebrows that don't exist?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was your eyelashes or your eyebrows.
It's kind of both.
It'd be like, whoa, it's startling.
Sucker, you can't say that Aaron would be startling without makeup.
Okay. Not.
But I'll tell you this. Okay, look, I've never gone on a first date without makeup. I wouldn't.
Then why did you say this was a good idea?
For other people.
Oh, okay.
No, but also when I met my fiance, no makeup. Not
bold.
No.
You
no.
had mascara on.
Nothing.
You had eyeshadow on.
No. Who wears eyeshadow really anymore?
You're not wearing eyeshadow right now?
Maybe like a little bit, but... Oh, do I have sparkles on my eyes? Okay, I think I'm wearing
eyeshadow. Wearing eyeshadow right now! Like,
yeah. Okay, but like I
who
used to
eyeshadow
do like...
anymore?
I used to do like eye looks and now I don't anymore.
Oh, like the smoky eye and...
Yeah, no, those days are gone for me. But no makeup at all. And he always says like everything else was just cool, but I thought you were beautiful then. So that's why I'm like, maybe this is a good idea.
But you met him that way. If you meet on like a dating app or something, you're posting pictures of with makeup in like in your best outfit and all this, and then you show up. You just met him.
Right.
That was the baseline.
That was spontaneous. That's great.
Yeah.
Right.
But if like everything he's saying, like you lured me in to swipe right.
Oh, so now we're calling women without makeup a catfish.
No, I'm calling it a test. You catfished with your good look. Then when I show up, you're like, because there's another extreme too. If you put too much makeup on, I don't like that. Like, I've gone on dates with women who do the Taylor Swift, the red lipstick.
I don't like, I.
When you are fair skinned and you put that bright red lipstick on, it's just like, all we can do is stare at your mouth. It's weird.
That's probably a tactic.
But then it's just off because you
so
know.
So if you call it a tactic and not a test,
oh my God.
Then it's okay.
I just said it's getting you to look at their mouth. And then when you look at their mouth, you want to kiss them.
No, because then it gets all over their teeth. Red lipstick just needs to be banned from planet Earth.
I'm not a red lipstick girl. Like I feel like Aaron's not either.
No.
No.
Okay. So what did we solve?
That you're you guys never going to get it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hey guys. Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Tiak found a story.
Like this size, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Tiak found a story that women spend almost a month each year worrying.
I bet I could overdo it.
I think.
I bet I got 2 months on him.
I thought of Erica instantly.
I don't want to get in trouble with the listeners because I am a firm believer in positive mental health. I don't think depression is like a farce or anything. It's like,
you think it's real?
I think it's all real.
Okay.
But I think it's also to some degree, can be mitigated by the person. You can, there are ways other than prescribed medications that you can.
Oh, absolutely.
You can woo-woo your way out of a lot of stuff. Tiak and I are kind of firm believers in grounding.
Does that mean I got to walk around barefoot?
Or you buy a grounding mat, but walking around barefoot's a way better. It's just totally.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pick up the dog poop anyways, right? Just do it then.
You don't ground at that point.
No. Do you know how many bees and bugs are in my grass?
Okay. Do you see what's happening there?
What are you worrying for?
She's already worrying about something that like you cannot. It's not going to.
No, we have a lot of bees. We have a lot of wasps.
And do you know what you're not? A flower.
Wasps?
They don't want
it. Doesn't matter if you step on it. It's still going to sting you.
Aaron's got my back.
They're not just hanging out in the grass.
I still think going outside barefoot is fine, but I'm just saying I understand.
Do I have to step on grass or could I step on cement?
That's not grass. Grounding.
Yeah, that's not
you
like,
have to step on the earth.
Yeah.
The actual earth.
I don't know where I'm going to do this.
Oh my God. Then I'll buy you a grounding mat right now on Amazon. Like you're insane. You're okay.
I worry a lot.
I don't.
Period. Are we done?
We're not because it drives me crazy because my mom does this and I can't fix her. So I want to fix you.
Okay.
Tell me what the positive result of worrying is. Does it ever change the outcome?
Very often prepared for when the worst happens.
But don't you think you're pulling the worst towards you by thinking about it?
I've worried about that before, but
that is the single greatest answer to what we're dealing with. You like how Aaron, you're adjacent to this. You're an anxious person.
Oh, very.
But anxiety is like clinical. I don't know if that's actually the right word. Like, I have severe anxiety. It comes and goes, and we're in a high right now.
But why? Your life is firing on all cylinders. Like this
but
is.
But also, that's what's could be so crazy is there's so many life changes going on with her right now, so she's grasping for any sort of control, and then the what ifs start to build in your head, and then because I'm in the exact same.
This is my new best friend, Aaron gets it.
I just want to say something because I almost said that exact same sentence, and then I watched her say it, and you didn't react. Did you hear the word that Aaron said in the middle?
Which one?
What did I say?
She said the C word.
Control?
Crazy.
Yeah.
She said crazy.
Oh.
She said, that's what's crazy. If every time I say the C word
I'm not calling Erica crazy.
Right. Neither would I be. But she's like, oh, I'm crazy now. But it's the first thing.
I've been worried about this.
Exactly. Okay.
No, so it is a control thing. I literally talked to my therapist, who's becoming a real recurring member on the show here.
I know, we should get her on.
Yeah, we should. She listens. I talked to her about this the other day, and it's like, because everything's so good, and I'm not used to everything being so good, your brain goes,
here it comes.
Yep, shoe's gonna drop.
But it's not, though.
Hope not.
No, this is literally the exact same situation for me.
We have trauma.
But I firmly believe that your thoughts become things. And so I think the more you spend thinking about the negative, the more you're attracting that possibility.
I don't disagree with you.
And because I don't have a therapist, I have ChatGPT.
Oh my God, the show is
the free version.
We are not well.
And it says like there's like a 5-step thing. I haven't done it yet. But it's like take in 5 things that you see right now to bring yourself back to the present time, bring yourself back to reality, list 5 things you see, 4 things you hear, 3 things you whatever, like, yeah.
Mm. Literally talked about that with my therapist yesterday.
Okay, so why doesn't this work? I want to do, and you guys have probably already seen this like reel or whatever, but if you're driving, you can't do this, but like everybody in this room, look around the room, for everything brown. Look for everything brown. Try to find as much brown stuff.
Do you want us to name them?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Look for, but you. I'm going to call on you in a second.
Okay.
Look for anything, everything brown. Ready? Close your eyes.
Okay.
Everybody got their eyes closed?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what red things you saw.
That TV.
Red
Do you know why?
The Alice logo behind you has red in it.
Okay. Now open your eyes back up. Now look for red things around the room.
Yeah,
Not yeah. a whole lot.
But you're seeing more red things, right?
No, because we pretty much listed
you
them
did,
all.
Freak.
But we're in a room. We know everything.
But, yeah, no, but exactly. Here's the point. You couldn't picture the red things because you were focusing on the brown things. If all you're focusing on is the negative things, to TX point.
I wish it were that easy. No, I'm literally picturing the entire room because I have taken in every single piece of it.
She's ready if an emergency yes. happens and she needs to know what red things are here.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story for criminals. Make sure the gear you bring to a crime doesn't inhibit the crime itself.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. Mm, I've got a story that's just going to prove my point.
Mm. Oh, which point? It's got to be about weddings or fiancés
no,
or something.
No, not that.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story is out of Oregon.
Mm. Duh.
Let's just... what?
Duh.
Oh, okay.
I'm being a Portlander. A
yeah,
Portlandian.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Hello?
Dude, so, let's go get coffee.
Dude. Hello?
Hello?
Or, dude, let's go on a hike and do this thing where, actually, I'm 59 years old, so I'm not even a dude, but I'm in Humboldt County.
We're all dudes. Everyone. He's a dude. She's a dude.
This guy was like, hey, I want to go on a hike. And so, actually, he was driving.
Okay, this happened late last
How
month.
How about you get your crap together and start your story?
This happened late last month.
Okay.
He was driving.
Okay.
Near the... I'm sorry. He was in Northern California.
What?
Does anyone okay. else have access to the same story?
Hello?
Hold on. He was in Northern California near the Oregon border. That's where I got Oregon. Yeah.
And okay, he saw yeah. an injured bear on the side
Aww.
Of the road.
And does he have a thorn in his paw?
Well, he was like, something is not right.
Okay.
A report said that he saw the bear get hit. And a later report said he hit the bear with his
Ooh.
Car. Here's the problem. He felt guilty, whatever it was. He went to help the bear.
They don't help the bear.
The bear mauled him. It said, chomp! On his left forearm multiple times.
What?
And an off-duty EMT had to apply a tourniquet to his arm, call 911.
Oh no, I just read
the
that.
The bear didn't make it. No word about the guy.
I don't
it
care.
Was a vicious bear and mauled him. What? Because
he hit it.
What?
We don't know what happened. We don't even know what state it happened in.
Frankly, I'm not sure what I just read.
Okay.
So.
Wasn't even a bear.
Okay. My story, not from Florida.
Hmm.
But it's from the UK.
Hello.
Ow. There it is.
Cheerio.
Two burglars. Two burglars in the UK went in to rob a joint. I'm sorry, no, they weren't in the UK. They were in Alaska.
Bip, bip, cheerio.
And they weren't even burglars. They were just two nuns on a walk. What the hell, Erica? Get it together, woman.
I had heart.
Two burglars in the UK were doing a heist, but they were wearing their ski masks.
Oh.
And they were trying to tell each other what to do next. And it was a little like, hey, we'll get the furniture. And he's like, what?
We'll get the furniture.
So they took their masks off.
Oh, no.
That's when the security cameras saw everything.
Okay.
Do you want to read the last sentence?
Can you please read the last sentence?
To make matters worse, one of them got what the prosecution described as a personal part of his body caught on barbed wire as they fled
what?
The scene.
What?
No, oh. I'm sorry. He actually got his Harry Potter book
hey.
Dropped into a vat of... What?
Talk all right. About thorn in your paw.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.